800-816-3692. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable health insurance, call us now and see how we can help you. 800-816-3692. 800-816-3692. 800-816-3692. Home office, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Not available in all states. Benefits may vary by state.
You may be sitting there right now, wondering how you're going to make it through the day. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that can help you get your life back. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself. Call 1-800-488-7176. That's 1-800-488-7176. 1-800-488-7176.
Now, Business Talk Radio presents Invest Express. Invest Express, all things financial in just 1 hour. Invest Express, market commentary, financial topics, and listener interaction with MoneyWise guys from Brokers Express.
That's my bankroll, my life savings.
I needed the money bad.
That is serious money.
Call the program now with your financial topic at 866-606-TALK.
We got a market adjustment.
Securities offered through Brokers Express, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member, NASD SIPC. Brokers Express, LLC is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Brokers Express as a firm does not make a market in or research on or make a market on any of the issues mentioned in this broadcast.
And that's the bottom line, money!
Invest Express.
And good afternoon. 7 minutes after the hour, that means 7 minutes after the markets have closed. We are the first with the market numbers and the analysis. That's what we're all about. We are Invest Express. I am Brian Wiley with Garrow Ellis. He is your market technician, and Carrie McGill. He is your tax expert and, of course, an estate planning expert. We're here. We're ready for you. If you've got calls, if you've got questions about your positions in the market, we will analyze them for you on the air. Tell you our thoughts on them. You can tell us what you're thinking of doing. And, of course, we use that also as our own barometer to figure out what our listeners are interested in as far as their investment options go. Now, we had more volatility today. We're going to discuss that. Also, we have a guest who will be joining us on the line just shortly. His name is Chris Nelder from energyandcapital.com. He'll be joining us after Garrow gives us the opening number or the closing numbers here for the day. Our phone number is wide open for you. We'll even pay for the call. Your questions will be answered. Anything financial, that's what we're all about. Phone number here is 866-606-TALK. That's 866-606-8255. Garrow,
yo,
the Dow could not hold on to anything green today. In fact, it fell. The NASDAQ was steeper. The S&P 500 looked a little bit better going into the close.
Yeah, it did. You know, you look at what the markets are doing. They're coming down to our project. After it fell through that 1490 level, we said anywhere in the 1430 to 1439 level, and it closed right at 1439. Hopefully it can hold that support yesterday. Well, I guess I shouldn't say hopefully. It just depends on which side of the market you're on. If you're the upside, you want it to hold right here. If not, we're going to see much lower prices on the S&P 500. We've got a lot going on this week. You know, we do on Wednesday have the retail sales numbers come out, as well as the PPI, Producer Price Index. For those of you that don't know what PPI is, it's the Producer Price Index that measures inflation before it's passed on to you and I. CPI is Consumer Price Index. That comes out on Thursday. And that measures inflation to you and I. The Dow, trying to hold on to that gain that it was seeing earlier on. It didn't hold 13,000, though. It was down 55 points, 0.4% to 12,987. The NASDAQ taking a beating from stocks that we told you guys possibly you shouldn't participate in at these levels. One of them happened to be at Apple Computer. There was approaching $200 a share, $153 today. So applause to the Invest Express guys over here. Can I hear them?
Hey.
Thank you. Thank you. Yahoo. All right. Google down 32 shares.
I didn't say Yahoo. No. I said Yoo-hoo.
In the NASDAQ.
Yeah, you got to be careful. You could have Googled.
Wait, that was a suggestion. Bye. No.
Google.
It's not Yahoo. Go.
You know, the levels we were seeing on these stocks, it reminded us of 99, 2000, and any hint of bad news like Cisco delivered last week is going to bring these things down to valuations that where they belong. Doesn't mean the momentum can't carry them higher. That's what we were talking about, but that's the risk you take of owning them, so trim them back on the way up. Hopefully you did that and listened to Invest Express every single day to get those indications. S&P 500 was down 14 points, 1% to 1,439. And before we bring on our guest, I have to mention, because I know he can speak of it, Well, we did say that First Solar, because Wall Street, you turned on the TV, they were talking about solar companies. You know, First Solar at that $230 price tag. We talked about it not only Thursday, not only Friday. We talked about last Wednesday when it did hit those levels. Said I would not be chasing this stock right here. I'd wait for the pullback. We did get a pullback. Matter of fact, this stock at $230 last Thursday, today, $177.
There it is.
Did I say 177?
You did.
That's 30. That's a 53-point sell-off in First Solar. Nothing wrong with the company. We love the company. Love. Doesn't mean we like the stock price at $230 a share. However, and then we have SunPower, was the other one that was over $160. It fell to $109 today. So without further ado, let's bring on our guest, who I think he can speak on this.
I know he can. In fact, he knows solar very well. It's Chris Nelder calling out of the West Coast, the left coast that loves solar anyway. Chris Nelder is from energyandcapital.com. Chris, thanks again for joining us on Invest Express.
Thanks for having me back.
Hey, we're glad to have you back. And First Solar, do you have any comments on that and the solar as far as those just being a little bit overbought?
Well, I can say that I'm glad that I sold it last Thursday.
Ah, good for you. You listen to Invest Express, too.
Well, you know, the winners in the solar sector had definitely started to look a little overheated. And, you know, when their earnings kind of caught the analysts by surprise and it bumped 34% in the day, I kind of scratched my head and said, well, you know, when you get a 34% bump in a day, you kind of got to take some money off the table.
All right, Chris, let's just stop right there, and that's perfect. I'm so glad to hear you say that, because you're in the solar industry. I mean, you build solar panels, right?
I don't build solar panels, but I have designed and helped install many different solar systems. I'm primarily a designer, although at this point I'm actually more just a journalist than in the solar business.
Right. Yeah, but that's part of your history, and we know you have an expertise in it. And you know, you know the industry, and here's a stock, like you said, it makes a parabolic move, and it was a beautiful move, and there's nothing wrong with the company. Matter of fact, like I said, we like the company, we like the industry, but at the same time, stocks, we just want to teach our listeners out there that sometimes you just got to be able to pull the trigger. You're never out at the top, you're never in at the bottom.
That's right.
All right.
That's right. You gotta take your profits when you get an opportunity. I mean, you know, especially in a stock that's so well-loved, so heavily traded with such a market cap, you just don't get a 34% move in a day. You know, that's just not something that's supposed to happen. So
right.
when something like that happens, you gotta take advantage of it and then, you know, look for your next entry point and get back in.
Good for you.
Well, Chris, how are you feeling about these? What was that?
Same thing for SunPower.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we mentioned that as well.
Yeah.
What are you thinking about oil, where it is right now?
I think it's surprising that oil hasn't sold off more today. Despite the fact that I got my waxing in the energy side today, along with everybody else that's still in, you know, it kind of surprised me that it only came down into, you know, the 95 range.
94.62 is where it finished today, down $1.70, so a little weakness there, but certainly seems to be holding this $90 level without any problems whatsoever.
Well, absolutely, and you know, it surprised me how quickly we've pushed up toward 100. Basically since OPEC announced that it was going to increase its production back on September 11th, it's just been on a tear ever since.
And you'll see the headlines, Chris, and you can confirm this if you will, is that, you know, a lot of the consumer slowdown, especially here, the local, I'm excluding India and China, of course, but you know, the local slowdown, meaning the United States, in the economic growth will obviously crimp the demand for this. But do you think the overseas markets will offset that?
I really do. In fact, it looks as though China's demand growth this year has essentially consumed all of the additional supply that's come on stream this year. So even if the developed world, the industrialized countries, continue to, you know, improve their efficiency and find ways to use less oil, everything that they save that they can avoid consuming is going to go right down China's throat, from what I can see.
Well, one thing happened this week that, you know, we called last week that, you know, basically, and of course, it was more speculation, not technical, that the dollar was way oversold. I follow a few indicators that it was oversold. You haven't seen these in quite some time, that the dollar was going to bounce a little bit from here. And if the dollar comes up, that's part of the lever that brings down oil prices, brings down gold prices, as well as the demand. But I think Wall Street's more looking toward the dollar side of the market.
I think you're absolutely right, and that's a good observation. As I was, you know, poking around the last couple of weeks trying to get a really close read on why oil prices and gasoline prices are behaving the way that they are, I went down the list of all the reasons for crude being higher that is typically offered in you know, online punditry and investing punditry about energy. And in each case, I looked at the factor and I went, well, yeah, but that's not so important. Well, yeah, it's not so important. And I got down the list to the bottom and I was like, you know, I think the bottom line here is that oil continues to be an inverse proxy for the dollar, and the dollar is getting badly devalued, and that's what's forcing oil up, I think, more than anything, even more so than just pure speculation or supply and demand fundamentals, which, you know, I continue to be one of those who hold that peak oil is here. We already have a very tight supply and demand situation with oil, and there's really no getting around that. There's no way we can improve supply to the point where we can continue to meet increasing demand. So that is going to have a necessary effect of forcing oil prices up. But I think right now oil tends to be responding more to the dollar valuation because they have you know, worked in inverse to each other for so long.
Again, we're joined by Chris Nelder from EnergyAndCapital.com. And I'm glad you're saying that. I mean, because we do follow the dollar, and what we were saying last week is that even if the dollar pops up a little bit here after being at all-time lows, especially against the euro, you know, it's oversold, so, you know, they're going to be unwinding that. And I do know that there's a lot of call options on $100 oil coming due on Friday, and if it doesn't hit $100 anytime soon, well, those call options are going to, you know, they're going to be sold off, and watch oil prices then.
Indeed. That's an interesting prospect. I'm beginning to wonder whether the ones who are holding those options are going to be able to, you know, essentially force the market to bring prices up to the point where they can get those into the money, but I don't know.
Yeah, neither do we. But that's what the risk is of being in that side of the market. But, you know, again, it just has to do with diversifying your portfolio and protecting those gains, kind of like you did with your solar company. And what we've said, these things are overbought, and possibly oil was overbought and dollar was oversold, and eventually they're just going to correct a little bit. But if the dollar just pops up here a little bit and oil prices don't go under 80 even, well, that'll give it another momentum run toward that $100 mark and then test the 110s.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I really hesitate to even try to call a top on the oil market right now because it's just been incredibly strong. And as long as we're looking at a continued global growth rate in terms of demand on the order of, you know, 2.5% or better, I just don't see any way that they're going to be able to maintain a supply and demand balance without forcing prices considerably higher to the point where it starts to kill demand. And this has now been supported by many of the CEOs of the top oil companies. The IEA has now come out and said that they just don't know how supply is going to meet demand. And T. Boone Pickens himself has said that this is it. We're at the peak. I guess he was saying it during a college football game a couple days ago.
Yeah.
Saying that this is it. Oil is at the top. And he said the same thing at the ASPO conference, which I attended about a month ago, the Association for the Study of Peak Oil conference in Houston. So, you know, I think it's pretty well understood out there amongst those who follow this stuff that oil supply is about as high as it's going to get right now, and any increased demand is going to come out of somebody's pocket in the form of higher prices.
Okay, with all that being said, we want to make sure we're going to take a break here in about another 30 seconds or so. Can you stay through the break with us?
Sure.
Okay, and we want to talk about, you know, okay, there's oil. And we see the pullback in energy companies, oil services, large oil companies. Want to kind of get your idea of what you're looking at right now. We're Invest Express, all things financial. In just 1 hour, we're joined by Chris Nelder, Energy and Capital. Phone number is 866-606-TALK, 866-606-8255. We'll be right back.
Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-38-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-38-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-38-GO-WIN. Call now.
If you're a man or woman concerned about your hair loss, listen up. Follicare, a leading hair growth product, just got even better. Our 94.5% satisfaction rate just wasn't good enough, so we went back to work and created an even better product.
I have tried other products and had no success. I can honestly say that Follicare is head and shoulders above the rest. It's great. If you're balding, I'd recommend this to anybody.
Follicare works so well because it's a unique, patented, 4-in-1 product that addresses all the major causes of hair loss, not just one or two. Follicare provides over 50 botanical ingredients and nutrients, plus the only topical solution approved by the FDA to grow hair.
I feel like I'm 18 again with all this hair on my head. I feel good about myself. I'm a much more confident person.
Look better and regain your confidence with Follicare, a proven product with more key ingredients than competitors, yet it costs about half as much. Your satisfaction is completely guaranteed.
Call 800-301-7629. That's 800-301-7629. Again, 800-301-7629.
Smokers, imagine being able to quit smoking forever, restoring your lost health and energy, saving tens of thousands of dollars, all without having to use patches, gums, or experiencing painful withdrawal symptoms. Well, stop dreaming, because Final Smoke is here. Final Smoke's safe, all-natural formula completely removes your physical addiction while flushing dangerous cigarette residue from your body. This powerful system removes all desire to smoke. It's already helped tens of thousands quit smoking and has a 92% customer satisfaction rating. And in an independent consumer survey, Final Smoke was rated as one of the best all-natural quit smoking products. In fact, we're so confident Final Smoke will have you cigarette-free in just 7 days that if you don't quit, Final Smoke is absolutely free. Call now and we'll include our special lung cleanser formula to promote clear lungs. Free.
Call 1-888-502-7795. That's 1-888-502-7795. Call 1-888-502-7795 now.
If you're interested in a career in a field involving electronics, drafting, or information technology, you need to have the required knowledge and skills. Get started by calling ITT Technical Institute. ITT Tech's programs offer both classroom theory and hands-on training in a practical lab environment. For an ITT Tech brochure, call 1-800-448-6565. Financial aid is available for those who qualify. Limited transferability of credits. That's ITT Tech, 1-800-448-6565.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, "Je voudrais le poulet et le riz."
Discover the world's fastest way to learn a language, guaranteed. It's the amazing Rosetta Stone software, and you can try it free. Request a free demo CD-ROM by calling 1-800-330-1218. There's no tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Call 1-800-330-1218. 1-800-330-1218.
And we're back, 24 minutes after the hour. We are Invest Express, all things financial in just 1 hour. The phone number here is 866-606-TALK. On the line with us, Chris Nelder. We do appreciate him staying on the line with us over the break. Chris Nelder, of course, from energyandcapital.com. That's energyandcapital.com. Chris, thanks again for staying on over the break with us.
You bet.
All right, before we left the last break, we were talking about what you're looking at right now, and I understand there's a monster offshore oil discovery in Brazil. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Better than
yeah,
you did.
I was,
yeah, better
I,
than I did.
I was taking a pretty good look at that this last week, just combing around the web to see what I could find in terms of information on this thing, and what I found is basically it seemed like the energy press was just desperate to find some good news to report. you know, all the stories I found were talking about, oh, there's as much as 8 billion barrels of oil here. It's going to be producing within 3 or 4 years. It could produce 1.2 million barrels a day. And I've been around this block a couple times before. I know how to really read these numbers. So I got out my pencil and I started looking at it and figured out that, okay, according to Chris Skrabowski, well-known oil analyst, it takes an average of 6 years now to start up a field from the moment that you discover it, and that's an average. That's not extreme, ultra-deep water, which is what this field is. I mean, this thing is 7,000 meters deep.
Oh, kind of like the Chevron discovery off in the Gulf of Mexico.
The Jack Field discovery, exactly. Only I believe it's even more challenging because you've got 2,000 meters of water, then 3,000 meters of sand and rock, and then another 2,000 meter salt dome. So this is going to be extremely difficult to drill through and extremely difficult to get anything out of there when, you know, you're going to have a high-specification floating drill ship, which is very hard to get these days. I think we're only producing, two or three of those a year. Very high demand. Companies like Transocean are getting $600,000 a day to lease these ships. So this is going to be extremely expensive. The cost of drilling these wells is going to each well is probably going to start at about $100 million each. And then, you know, if assuming that the trends over the last couple of years in the oil industry continue to hold, and I think they will, by the time they actually get to producing this field, the initial cost estimates are going to be off by a factor of 2 or 3. So it's going to be far more expensive than anyone anticipates. It's probably going to start off at the rate of about $100,000 barrels a day of production, and it won't reach 1.2 million barrels a day for maybe, we don't really know because we don't know enough about the geology of this field, but 10 years, 15 years down the line. So by the time it actually gets to peak production, we're going to be well past the peak of global production. And that 1.2 million barrels a day that it's producing is going to be a drop in the bucket because we're going to be losing 2.5 million barrels a day, maybe 3 million barrels a day, just due to the depletion of mature fields. And then in terms of the actual amount that's out there, you know, they're saying as much as 8 billion barrels. It's the actual range given is 5 to 8 million barrels or billion barrels. And what that means is if you take that number and derate it for the amount that you can actually produce, the ultimately recoverable resource is probably on the order of 2 billion barrels or less. So, you know, this is a good thing for Brazil, but it doesn't mean really anything to the rest of the world. It's going to allow Brazil to be more or less energy sufficient between the production they're going to get from the Tule field and the production they're going to get from their sugarcane ethanol. But beyond that, you know, I don't see them particularly exporting any of this oil, for example.
Well, you know, Petróleo Brasileiro, or PBR, let's just call it. We call it PBR, whatever you want to call it. It's a company called Petróleo
Brasileiros. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, that.
On that news, it shot up, you know, the same thing like the solar companies shot all the way over $115. And then, Obviously, Chris, they listened to you and other analysts say, you know what, based on this, it's overdone because you're not going to see that for a while. The stock fell to $94 today, back to where it started before the report.
Exactly. You know, again, what I drew, the lesson I took home from my study of this announcement is that people were just desperate for some good news. And they found a bit of good news, and they jumped on it, and they drove the stock up to a ridiculous price. And then, you know, the weekend went by, and sobriety set in, and, you know, things came all the way back on Monday.
It's kind of like irrational exuberance.
Exactly.
All right. Well, that happens in the stock market. Hopefully you can participate in that run-up, but don't be afraid to take a few profits. Hey, Chris, thanks for joining us today.
You're very welcome.
Going to have you back on. Loved your commentary.
Oh, yeah.
And, looking forward to the next one Invest Express. That's Chris Nelder from energyandcapital.com. Go to energyandcapital.com. Read the articles that they have on energy. They're phenomenal. Chris Nelder.
Yeah, we do appreciate you joining us on the program today. Now, the phone lines are open. We're going to take a break here in just a moment. That's going to allow us to prepare for your calls. Any question you got, as long as it's financial, we'll take it. If you need help allocating, we can help you. And of course, we'll analyze your stock positions for you. And we do that right here on Invest Express. The phone number is 866-606-TALK. That's 866-606-8255. Let's get into the individual issues of today's market activity and give you our forecast when we come back.
InvestExpress.com is your resource for all things financial, including discount online trading. Trade stocks, options, and mutual funds for as little as $14.95 per trade. InvestExpress.com uses a full-featured Options Express trading platform. InvestExpress.com. Do-it-yourself investing, but get full service when you need it for as little as $14.95. InvestExpress.com clients have the training resources you need to help you make better trades, covering beginner subjects to advanced strategies. Trade stocks, options, and mutual funds for as little as $14.95. Open your account today online at InvestExpress.com or call 866-639-1690. InvestExpress.com. InvestExpress.com. Securities offered through Brokers Express, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. A registered investment advisor. InvestExpress is unaffiliated with Brokers Express, LLC.
Insurance plans are underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Not available in all states. Association membership may not be required to obtain insurance.
As a small business owner, you know there's hardly anything small about what you do. You think big, you dream big. But here's the way to tackle one of your biggest concerns: finding access to affordable health insurance. Your answer is the National Association for the Self-Employed.
Call now and learn how you can gain access to competitive health insurance. 800-839-4638. That's 800-839-4638.
The NASC also offers other health, business, and personal benefits. If you are self-employed or own a small business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed.
Call now and learn how you can gain access to competitive health insurance. 800-839-4638. 800-839-4638. That's 800-839-4638.
Gladys, you're looking great. What's your secret?
Gosh, thanks, Sue. I have to give the credit to my new bed. I'm getting the best night's sleep ever. In fact, my doctor recommended that I switch to an adjustable bed, as it may provide temporary relief to help manage my lower back pain. So I did some shopping around and got a Craftmatic. You know, the one you see on TV all the time.
Oh, yeah, I've seen those ads.
Well, it turns out that my flat bed wasn't doing me any favors. I tried every creative pillow position possible, and I just wasn't getting the support I needed.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Craftmatic beds may provide temporary relief from edema of the legs, gastric reflux, and nighttime heartburn. I got mine with the optional heat. It's heaven. And you know what? By sleeping with his head elevated, it may provide temporary relief from Harry snoring. We're both sleeping a lot better since we got our Craftmatic.
Call 1-800-791-5522 to get your free no-obligation information kit. Remember, the call is free and so is the information. Call 1-800-791-5522. That's 1-800-791-5522.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec. But before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high-profit products on the internet using sites like eBay, selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's the part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here. It's 1-800-223-1257. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-223-1257. 1-800-223-1257.
And we're back, 34 minutes after the hour. We are live. We can take your calls. You just have to pick up the phone and call us. And, of course, if you've got a stock you'd like us to look at, call us. Give us the ticker symbol on it or even the name. We'll take a look at it and give you some ideas of where we think that stock will go. Speaking of stocks, well, before I do that, let me give you the phone number. The phone number is 866-606-TALK. That's 866-606-8255. I'm Brian Wiley with Garo Ellis and Kerry McGill. Garo?
Yep.
Interesting one. Shares of E-Trade today plunging in early morning trading today as investors worried over a Friday announcement that the company would take larger than expected write-downs on its holdings of securities backed by home loans. I think many people were thinking that these online brokers weren't, holding any of these home loans, but they're not unaffected. The stock today fell more than 50%.
Ah.
Yeah, was just a morning trading.
Well, this is a good example of companies who are trying to perform against other companies. You know, when you're, says, okay, remember last week we talked about company A. It was, okay, how are we going to compete against company B? Well, they're offering all these loans, so we got to jump in that bandwagon. Well, E-Trade, obviously, they loaned out for this subprime mess, and look what happened to them. And obviously, it helped their bottom line earnings last year in order to compete. But it's coming back to bite all these companies. This is at the high this year, it was a $26 stock. Today, like Brian said, falling over, giving up 50% of its value. But that reads nothing into where it was even going into yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, even though it was a $8.59 stock or on Friday, the stock was at $26 this year. So $26 down to $3.55. You think there's not problems out there? I mean, wake up and smell the coffee, folks. This is a good example. Now, financials look like they're getting a little bit of a pop after hours, though, and which, you know, should help out the markets tomorrow. Because it seems like if you just follow three ETFs to give you an indication where the S&P 500 is going. That's XLF, the financial sector. You can put in XLK, the technology sector, and then you can even throw in the retail sector, RTH. And then XLE, did I say that?
Mm-hmm.
XLE, XLF, and RTH, and then XLK. No, there's the four of them. Follow those four ETFs and see where they're rolling over, where the strength of the market is, and you're going to see where the S&P 500 is going, because the financials started to roll over toward the end of the day, and that's where you saw the S&P 500 start to decline, as well as the XLK, which is obviously technology. 20% of the S&P 500 is made up of financials. 11% is technicals, and then of course energy is helped out, which is XLE, and then get in the retailers. There's your S&P 500 right there. You can follow four ETFs, put them on a 5-minute chart, a 15-minute chart, and you get an indication on rollovers to whether you should be upside or downside of the S&P 500.
Now, this E-Trade stock just tumbling today is now down to its July of 2002 price levels. It has not been this low since July of 2002. Can you believe that?
It lost $2 billion. Of its market value.
Unbelievable.
Wow. And you have to wonder, you know,
is it overdone? Oh,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, you know, you look at a trailing PE of 3.4, but now obviously Wall Street says, well, they're not going to be making money, so how much is this going to affect into next year's earnings? Because even going into 2008 at $1.55 of what some analysts expected out of these guys, wow, were they wrong? I mean, if they're there to get that, sure, yeah, it's a $25 stock. But obviously, they're going to have to adjust their earnings downward. Nobody knows what these loans are worth inside their portfolios. And these write-downs are obviously affecting everybody. So you can't even get an indication of what they're going to be worth next year to decide whether you should buy E-Trade at $3.55. So, yeah, I don't know. 58% slide today, that's catastrophic, and capitulation.
That was just today. Like you said, that's nothing. I mean, it's down almost 80% since its high.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, 80%, that's huge.
It looks like it's going under. I mean, you know, the way the stock is trading right now, it looks like it's going under. But we're not going to make that call. Well,
I know. Would it be worth taking a chance on something like that?
Well, I guess if you have a little speculative money, but, you know, we didn't chase Kmart all the way down to 8 cents either.
No way. Didn't touch it. All right, we are Invest Express. We're going to take your calls. The phone number is 866-606-TALK. I'm Brian. That's Garo. Carrie's here, too. We'll be right back.
He ends the day by turning on the computer to check his stocks. With a click of the mouse, he sees the alerts that tell him to sell two stocks and buy one that's in the watch list. Within 3 minutes, his trades are placed for the following morning. He smiles because he knows that before he even starts his workday tomorrow, he made more money on that trade than he makes in a week at his job. What program does he use to make money with such ease? It's Ross Jardine's Stock Investing Toolkit.
I'm Ross Jardine, and you can get my Stock Investing Toolkit for free. In this free investing toolkit, you get my instructional DVD and my easy-to-use stock investing software. See how a click of a mouse instantly brings you a list of hot stocks, how the automatic ranking score tells you which stocks are the safest investments on the list, and how buy and sell alerts help you make the most money on each trade. It's so easy, anyone can do it.
To get your free stock investing toolkit, call 1-800-366-1508. That's 1-800-366-1508. Get yours sent out today. Call 1-800-366-1508.
Hi.
Hi, Mother Nature here. In between making beautiful sunsets, I've been consulting with the nice people who made Sucrets Complete on an all-new formula, Sucrets Herbal. On my recommendation, they've added soothing green tea, plus flavors like pomegranate and honey with ginseng, to the sore throat and cough relief Sucrets is famous for. Sadly, my beehive packaging idea didn't work out. So for sore throat or cough relief, it's all in the tin, Sucrets.
InvestExpress.com is your resource for all things financial, including discount online trading. Trade stocks, options, and mutual funds for as little as $14.95 per trade. InvestExpress.com uses a full-featured Options Express trading platform. InvestExpress.com. Do-it-yourself investing, but get full service when you need it for as little as $14.95. InvestExpress.com clients have the training resources you need to help you make better trades, covering beginner subjects to advanced strategies. Trade stocks, options, and mutual funds for as little as $14.95. Open your account today online at InvestExpress.com or call 866-639-1690. InvestExpress.com. InvestExpress.com. Securities offered through Brokers Express, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. A registered investment advisor. InvestExpress is unaffiliated with Brokers Express, LLC.
The Business Talk Radio Network will broadcast the annual Stevie Awards for Women in Business Monday, November 12th at 10:30 p.m. The 2000 Awards are presented by Infiniti and the all-new Infiniti EX Personal Luxury Crossover debuting this December. Monday night, November 12th, beginning at 10:30 p.m. Hear the awards presented live on many of these Business Talk Radio Network stations and on the internet at businesstalkradio.net.
This empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams where the city sleeps.
And we're back. 42 minutes after the hour. Wow, we're going to give you the live time. We are Invest Express. The phone number is 866-606-TALK. Huh. See, it's kind of interesting. We're reading over this E-Trade thing over the break here, and you wonder. Boy, it makes you really wonder. At what point is it enough?
Yeah.
We'll find out. All right, let's take a caller. We've got Tina on the line calling out of Portland, Oregon. Tina, thanks for calling the program. Hi, Tina.
Hi, how are you?
Excellent. Good. Thanks for the call.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I love your guys' show.
Thank you.
The stock that I had a question about was BTLK.
BTLK.
BT, B as in boy?
V as in Victor, C as in cat, LK as value click.
Got it. Value click. Yes. What do you have a question on about him?
Well, I bought it when it was at 24.80, I believe, and now you can see what it's at right now. So I just wanted to know, should I buy some more at this point, or what should I be doing with this stock? Because it's kind of getting on my last nerve.
No.
To be honest with you.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you have other technology names in your portfolio?
I don't.
So is this one of the few you own?
I own that. I own Garmin, Kruger Corporation, Coca-Cola.
So is this kind of a speculative account for you?
I mean, can you
really handle this type of volatility?
I guess. Yeah, I guess I can.
I mean, is this a retirement type of an account for you?
No, it's not.
It's not. Okay, so... This obviously isn't money that you need to get at tomorrow and say, I need to pull it out because it's got to be there in a certain amount, meaning you can handle the volatility.
I can, correct. I mean, I just basically had bought it because there was a rumor there was going to be a buyout on that particular stock. And that's the time that I had bought it at.
Mm-hmm.
But from the time that I purchased it to, it just seems like every single day the stock keeps getting lower and lower and lower and lower.
Yeah. Did you buy it? So you bought it in October when it popped up to around $28.
Correct. The first time, yes, I did.
All right. Well, here's what I can tell you. The good news about it is today it did hit the bottom part of an upward trend line, and I personally think you got to hold $21 or this thing's coming down. So you want to make sure you put your stops in place. But tomorrow I think you'll see the stock up, and I think you might even see $23, $24 here pretty soon, because the moving averages are still holding in there. They're starting to roll over on the shorter end of the market, but it should be popping up tomorrow and give you a better chance to possibly get out of it. But I'd hold on to it unless it falls to that $21. Want to make sure you keep calling in, because tomorrow it's $21. In a week from now, it might be $21.50. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. So it's holding a nice little trend line up. It was bound to come back and test that line to see if it can make another advance tomorrow. You'll see that. You'll most likely see Wall Street buyers step in, or the shorts who are short the market cover their positions and drive that stock a little bit higher, possibly tomorrow and into the end of the week. But it's going to be bulls fighting the bears on this stock.
Okay, because I am very new to the stock market, and it seems like I came in when it was like almost hitting the 14,000, you know? Mm-hmm. And now I'm sitting at this point. So at this point, I have like almost my life savings invested in the stock, and I'm just kind of like scared. I don't know.
Well, you know, and that might be the indication right there that it may not be worth waiting for.
Okay.
To the point where, you know, you've already had an experience where you've lost more than 20% of what you put into it. So, and that sounds like that's not very comfortable to you.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's the case, why not just diversify that money a little bit more, maybe spread it out into something that's got a little bit more value to it? This one sounds like a speculative type move. Who'd you hear the rumor from? Is this a Jim Cramer type of a deal?
It is a Jim Cramer type of deal.
Okay.
Well, here's what I can tell you. You know, going into next year, into 2008, the highest estimate gives them a dollar earnings, and at 21% growth rate, they belong at $21. That's going into next year. So any hint of bad news on the whole sector got demolished in the last week and a half. So it's coming down to a value point. And its value right now is on the best estimate for next year. So it can be a $16 stock. So at this point, you know, like I said, hold on to it for a little longer, because on value, they're making money. But they belonged at $21. So when it was up around that $28 level, stocks always fall to value when there's any hint of bad news in the sector.
So, can I ask about one more?
Sure.
Garmin.
Yeah, Garmin is one we've talked about several times. You know, there's competition entering their business. We had even announced on this show a possible downside put opportunity would be available at this stock, anything over $120. And it's another stock that is just coming down to a value point. Right now, it's just came down to a moving average, fell from 120 down to 82. That's where I actually like it. I probably wouldn't be purchasing it again until, you know, around $74, but I like Garmin here. Question is, I don't think we're in an environment to be holding on to anything for very long. You know, it fell 4% again today, and this is a stock that just got overvalued. Once again, Cramer, you know, he recommending stocks that just got a little overvalued, and they belong where they're at right now, unfortunately.
Correct.
So at this point, I'd hold on to that too, but
I personally think that Garmin could come down to $70.
Yeah, and at $4.66 into next year, mm-hmm. you know, with the growth rate of 20, it could be very well a $100 stock. So anywhere from 80 to 100, that's why I'm saying, remember we said it's going to come down to the $80 range? Well, it hit it today. So I'd hate to go against what I said, you know, just in October, at the end of October, and we said it's going to come down to the moving average of around $83. It even fell below that today.
Yeah, it's just amazing how a rumor can just really move the market. It's just kind of really, really sad sometimes, you know?
Cramer's got a lot of people listening to him, a lot of people watching him, and a lot of people actually trade out that info. You don't. Well, there's nothing wrong with watching him. Well, thanks. And there's nothing wrong with watching him. In fact, we watch it too. I like a lot of the things he says, but a lot of times what he says can actually move the market on that security. So we have to know that as an investor, especially if you're already in it and he says something bad about it. Boy, you got to know that there's going to be some volatility coming up with that one.
What I have learned is from the time he recommends something, at least wait a week or two before you jump into it.
Yeah, good point. Let it settle.
And you can always call us. You know, if you open up an Invest Express account, you know, we come with it and we give value points. And, you know, like I said, stocks go on parabolic moves, which means that trend is your friend when a stock's overvalued. So you stay in the stock till the trend breaks and eventually and trim it back on the way up, and eventually it comes down to value, which I think, you know, Garmin is close to it as well as Value Click. So,
yeah. You know, Tina, open your account with us and then call us. We'll walk you through it all.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
We appreciate it, and we appreciate your call. Charlie's on the line from Georgia. We're going to get you right after the break. We promise you that. The phone number here is 866-606-8255. Again, Tina, thanks for the call. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
InvestExpress.com is your resource for all things financial, including discount online trading. Trade stocks, options, and mutual funds for as little as $14.95 per trade. InvestExpress.com uses a full-featured Options Express trading platform. InvestExpress.com. Do-it-yourself investing, but get full service when you need it for as little as $14.95. InvestExpress.com clients have the training resources you need to help you make better trades, covering beginner subjects to advanced strategies. Trade stocks, options, and mutual funds for as little as $14.95. Open your account today online at InvestExpress.com or call 866-639-1690. InvestExpress.com. InvestExpress.com. Securities offered through Brokers Express, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. A registered investment advisor. InvestExpress is unaffiliated with Brokers Express, LLC.
Your credit card debt is getting out of control. You're having trouble making the monthly minimums. Sound familiar? You have to do something, but what? Well, you don't have to file for bankruptcy. The mortgage brokers want you to put up your family home to pay off credit card debts. Problem is that more often than not, you find yourself using the credit cards again. Only this time, there's no equity left in your home, and you have a whole new pile of credit card debt. It doesn't have to be this way. We're Credit Card Relief. We help people just like you get out of debt in months instead of years and save you thousands of dollars. Call now for a free consultation. We're an attorney-driven program with an excellent reputation. The consultation is free and the relief is real.
Call 1-866-200-5353. 1-866-200-5353. Not available in all states. 1-866-200-5353.
Mr. Jackson, we're calling to say you're late on your credit card bill. Can you please call us to schedule a payment and avoid future late fees?
If you're getting collection calls from your credit card companies and you want to put a stop to it, gather your bills now and call the Debt Helpline.
Mr. Jackson, we've been trying to reach you. If we don't hear from you soon, your account will go into collections.
We can help you stop the late and over limit fees on most of your credit cards and reduce your high interest rates in some cases up to 60%.
Mr. Jackson, this is our last warning call. The next call will be from our legal department.
Get your debt and credit card bills under control. Gather your bills and call today for a free consultation on how we can help you get out of debt. 800-957-6061, 800-957-6061, 800-957-6061.
If you're a homeowner and you're in foreclosure or about to be, listen carefully. National Homeowners Financial can help you save your home from foreclosure and the harassing calls and help you pay down some debt. We're not real estate agents or mortgage brokers. We're investors that help good people like you that are in serious financial trouble. We've helped thousands of people save their homes from foreclosure, and we can help you. To qualify, you must have at least 25% equity in your home.
Call this number right now for free information. 800-932-4108. 800-932-4108.
Remember, to save your home from foreclosure, you must have at least 25% equity in your home. There are no upfront fees, so call 24 hours a day for free confidential information.
Here's the number, 800-932-4108, 800-932-4108, that's 800-932-4108.
And we're back, 54 minutes after the hour. We are live. Phone number here is 866-606-TALK. We've got a very patient caller on the line. Let's go right to Charlie, calling out of WCFO in Atlanta, Georgia. Charlie, thanks for calling the program.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Calling about IMAX Corporation.
IMAX.
I own them at about 450 and just not getting a lot of movement on them. Had it for about a year now, and a lot of bad press out there, yet analysts just recently have recommended them as a buy, and just wanted your thoughts on it long term and short term.
Okay. you know, just a within a year now that the stock was nearly $11 here. Just about a year ago. So much higher level. Where were you in on it? You said 450.
Yeah, I got them on the downward move. I bought them at 5 and change, and then they dipped just below 4, and I bought it again. So I've got about 2,000 shares at about 450.
Well, yeah, this stock's been just all over the place. It's a current sell on, you know, my technical charts. You know, it's too bad. I mean, I'd rather buy this stock at $5.20 versus right here, unfortunately. And on value, how can you value something that just... It's a tough call because, you know, you're trying to think, well, are these guys going to make money? And when are they going to make money? I mean, they're negative territory. It's like this. If you went out and bought a flower shop, you're going to ask that flower shop owner if he's going to make how much money they're making. If he tells you, well, no, we're losing money. Matter of fact, we lost $50,000 last year in our flower shop. And then you say, well, how much are you going to make next year? Well, we're not going to lose $50,000 next year. We're only going to lose $30,000. So, well, when do you plan on being profitable? He says, well, probably for another 3 years. Would you buy that flower shop?
That'd be tough.
Yeah, and the same thing with IMAX. You know, I like to see companies that are on increased earnings growth rates. Now, they're coming out of, they're increasing their earnings, but they're still negative. I mean, they're not making any money yet.
Right, right. And, I didn't look into that analyst upgrade too much. I just figured I'd hold on to it and kind of hope. But
well, with the analyst upgrade, they're saying they're going to increase their earnings and maybe get into profitability into 2008. And one analyst says they're going to be at 21 cent earnings. So, I mean, if you were to hold on to it, it grows at 10%. It's on 20 cent of earnings going into next year. It's still a $2 to $4 stock.
Is that right?
Yeah.
How many shares do you own?
2,000.
Okay. I mean, it might be something that you'd want to protect it with either buying a put or selling a call on the upside of it.
Right. Where
you could generate some income. If it's going to be flat and it gets called away from you and you generated some income and you've had, I mean, if it gets called away from you at a decent price, then who cares? Let it go.
Right.
So it might be one way to do it.
Oh. All right. Thanks, guys.
Hey, thank you. Sorry. I kind of wish we had a better answer for you on that one. Of course, we've got one last call. Let's see if we've got some time. It is Harold in Washington, D.C. Harold, are you there? Yeah, maybe Harold's now dropped. We'll get Harold tomorrow. Harold, call the program. We're always here right after the market closes. That's the first thing we do is analyze the market. And, of course, we can help you at any time. If you need a personal call in the office, then, Harold, please call the office here at 866-639-1690. In fact, if you call it now, we'll probably pick up the phone right away and answer your call right away. And, of course, if you'd like to go to investexpress.com, open your account. That's what it's all about. If you need help, we're always here to help you. Carrie, you going to say something?
Yeah, I was going to say the it's an 800 number.
800 number, toll free?
You said 661.
Oh, I did? Oh, I'm sorry. It's 866-639-1690. I'm glad you caught that. 866-639-1690. Until tomorrow, have a great evening.
The Invest Express radio program is hosted by financial advisors from Brokers Express. If you would like more information about Business Talk Radio's Invest Express or would like to open a discount online trading account, visit their website at investexpress.com or call toll-free at 866-639-1690. That's 1-866-639-1690. Securities offered through Brokers Express LLC as a registered broker-dealer member, NASDAQ SIPC. Brokers Express is an SEC registered investment advisor. The Invest Express radio program and the firms mentioned previously are unaffiliated with Brokers Express LLC.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-360-8017. 1-800-360-8017. Call now. 1-800-360-8017. 1-800-360-8017.
With news on the Information Radio Network, I'm Greg Moore. It turns out that an 18-year-old in Finland who carried out a deadly school attack and a 14-year-old in Pennsylvania who has admitted plotting one had been in touch. The attorney for the Pennsylvania boy confirms they had chatted online about the Columbine High School shootings and other subjects. He says his client was horrified to learn what the boy in Finland had done. The Finnish teen took his own life after the shootings. Pakistan's government says opposition leader Benazir Bhutto will not be allowed to lead a protest across Pakistan. Officials say it would violate a ban on political rallies under the state of emergency. Critics have also threatened to boycott upcoming parliamentary elections. Pope Benedict is planning to make his first visit to the United States as pontiff next year. Officials say he plans to travel to Washington and New York and visit the White House, Ground Zero, and the United Nations headquarters. This is IRN.
If you keep smoking, you're gonna die. If you think it's too hard to stop, then the next 60 seconds could save your life.
Hello?
Jen, it's David.
What's wrong?
I have some bad news. It's Dad. He has lung cancer, Jen.
Don't let this happen to your family. Final Smoke has helped tens of thousands of people quit smoking and has a 92% customer satisfaction rating in an independent study of all natural quit smoking products. Best of all, we're so confident that you will quit smoking that if you don't quit for any reason, Final Smoke is absolutely free.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can.